Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for September 2025. It's titled, Faith Tested and True. True faith never fails. In the end, it always proves true. Yes, as people of faith, we often fail in our walk of faith. As James says, quote, we all stumble in many things. James 3:2. However, human weakness does not nullify true faith. As Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. Every believer knows this reality. When Peter denied the Lord three times, he did not lose his faith. Did he? No, absolutely not. Jesus said to Peter prior to his fall, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Luke 22:31. Yes, Peter failed miserably in his faith walk, but his faith did not fail. One look from Jesus and Peter went out and wept bitterly. Luke 22:61 and 62. He hated his sin because he really did believe in Jesus. Abraham is the premier example of saving faith in all the Bible. Abraham's walk of faith was characterized by occasional stumbles. He repeatedly was deceptive about Sarah being his wife. He heeded his wife's counsel and bore an illegitimate child through Hagar. Abraham stumbled at times in his faith journey, but he never lost his faith, and God used everything he went through to build his faith and to make him stronger. We learn through failures, and our faith is actually strengthened. This is the nature of having a true faith. God, who has begun a good work in us, will complete it, Philippians 1:6. By the time Abraham was an old man, he had grown strong in his faith, being convinced that God would fulfill his promise of a son through Sarah. And then as the promised son Isaac came of age, a major test was presented to Abraham in Genesis 22. We read in Hebrews 11:17-19, By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he received him in a figurative sense. The faith of Abraham was tested and proven true. This is true for every believer. In the end, they have a faith that proves true. At core, every true believer has an enduring faith. This is true through thick and thin, through failure and weakness. We are God's workmanship, and through it all, He is shaping us into the people of faith He wants us to be. Ephesians 2:10. Peter brings out that trials in the life of a believer serve two purposes. They serve to prove the reality of our faith, and they serve to refine our faith. 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. A true faith, when tested, is found. Hard times are testing times, but they serve to prove the genuineness of our faith. Yes, in our human weakness, we often falter and fail, but if we have true faith, God uses these things to further refine our sincere faith. Even in failure, genuine faith is demonstrated in how the true believer responds. We hate our failures. We learn from them. We go on even stronger because of them. Genuine faith is tested and found true. Thought: true faith has an abiding reality that, when tested, proves true. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.